Welcome back to RSN Central. This is Green Light On. Of course, Dan Malecki joins us now on this Thursday. Good afternoon to you, Dan.
Yeah, thank you very much, Gareth. Lovely to be here again.
What about the Melton, the Victoria Cup, I should say, on Saturday night there at Melton? Bling it on. It's hard to believe that after coming out of retirement, spending a couple of seasons at stud full time, he's still doing that job as well as a stallion, but to come back bigger and better than ever. And Dan Malecki, you did tip it. It was a magical performance by that star pacer.
It is after the comeback. And they mentioned at the presentation area, he effectively serves mares the day before, yeah, which is quite extraordinary. Like, you'd never hear about that. It almost sounds like backyard stuff and a great story to tell in 50 years' time. But what a wonderful career that he's had. Terrific story and an unbelievable performance.
It begs the question, I wonder how many other horses can actually do what, say, Bling It On has done over the last 12 months. Maybe if they see Lazarus sprinting in his paddock there at Yerribee Farm, that they think, maybe we give him another chance.
Well, it's probably also a reflection on the horses that are around at the moment as well. Similar to the gallops, a lot of the nine-year-olds have been to the fore this season, Gareth, and we saw it with Bling It On. If you didn't know any different, he sprinted to the line, running a track record. He's run the two fastest times in his life at his two starts back from a retirement, which is extraordinary. The fastest he's ever gone in his life at Menangle, and obviously breaking a track record, and not just breaking it, smashing it to smithereens, 0.9 of a second. That is significant.
Talking about, say, the next big race for Australasian harness racing, it's probably over there in New Zealand for the New Zealand Cup, a race on the Grand Circuit. And then after that, they head to Auckland for the Inter-Dominion. Now, probably about a month ago, we had a look at the horses from Australia that would be heading over to New Zealand. And the only real chance that we basically had would be, say, a San Carlo, who probably went nearly career best there last week to finish fourth, just outside of the placings after doing all of the work in that Victoria Cup. The New Zealand Inter Dominion, I think the Aussies have got a big chance. Bling It On, San Carlo, I think Cruz Bromac was really good there the other day. So all of a sudden, the all-star team, they look to dominate that particular series. Maybe not so now.
Well, Colt 31 is going to go.
That's
over
another
there
one,
as
yeah.
Well.
Yep.
And horses like Rapper's Delight, who was, might pale into insignificance, but his run was fantastic. Some of his sectionals chasing the other day were outstanding. He's better short course, but and even My Kiwi Mate, who we did mention, if it stuck to the pegs, would be flashing home. It's now under the threshold point to go over and represent Victoria in that Inter Dominion series. So there's still quite a few on the list. I noticed Can't Refuse was still on the list there as well.
I don't think he'll be going. I don't think he's up to it. But what under Craig Demler with My Kiwi Mate, he probably just needs a draw and he might be able to win a race like that. He's sort of starting to remind me a little bit of Breeny's Fella.
Yeah, absolutely.
The horse that Craig Demler had so much success with winning a Victoria Cup. I think he flashed out wide after being four back the pegs at Moonee Valley. I was at Moonee Valley there yesterday, Dan, and I was watching a couple of the Cox Plate contenders from Japan go around that track, and all I could do was look inside the middle there and think, boy, and I wish harness racing was back there. Like, that would be... That would be a dream, if you could actually get harness racing back to Moonee Valley.
It sounds sort of more romantic folklore now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
But they were great days. I remember you would come up, you'd practice calling one of the boxes there. And look, even my more special moments, I suppose, involved in calling the races, and particularly the trots, were from Moonee Valley, there's no doubt.
Because you've got Melbourne in the background and all those great horses that... And we'll listen to Blossom Lady and her replays in just a moment. But some of the greatest of horses, they graced that track there at Moonee Valley. And I still remember the day at the Valley. I know we're going off track here. Is your wonderful call with Courage Under Fire getting beat for the first time. Darren Hancock's horse defeated it.
Kaima Kid.
Yes. Would you believe that?
No,
you didn't.
Well, I suppose no one did. He was there to be beaten that night, but he'd got to the stage that, there were... They'd often say there were two certainties in life, and one was death and the other was taxes. Well, at that stage of our lives, there were three certainties. There was death, there was taxes, and Courage Under Fire would just keep winning. And so one of the trifecta fell apart that night, and it was quite memorable. What a super carnival that was of 2000.
Inter Dominion pacing final market. Spankham that's been pretty good at $3. Self Assured's a horse that's only had a handful of starts. It's a lightly race pacer that we thought might miss the Inter Dominion, but all of a sudden we found it at the trials there the other day. It's at $3.50. That's another horse trained by the All Stars. The Fixer at $4.50. Ultimate Sniper at $7. And then Blingin' On at $9. Chase Auckland at $10. So out of the first six horses, the All Stars have five of those horses in the market.
Yeah, they look like they're going to dominate. But that said, we'll get a bit of a preview with San Carlo and Cruz Bromac because they're going for the New Zealand Cup, which is Tuesday the 12th of November. And of course, where the Inter Dominion has run this year as well as in Auckland. So they're going to go the right-handed way. So that adds another element to looking, at least for the Australian-trained horses. But New Zealand Cup, I'm sure San Carlo, and Cruz Bromac showed last year, he'll be more than competitive in it. But San Carlo was so huge the other day, if he can back that up with another performance, I reckon he will really fly the flag high, particularly the New Zealand Cup.
New Zealand Cup is a race that I would love to win. Because when you head over to New Zealand and the southern part of that country, and I remember going on my first ever overseas trip with your tour group, Dan, and we went over for the New Zealand Cup, and I think I finished third in the fashions of the field with my men's for men suit that Mum bought me when I was at Mildura for about $100, and I had the crocodile skin shoes, and I thought I was pretty cool. And that's how dreadful their fashion is in New Zealand because I finished third.
I remember we went back to the casino afterwards and I think I had two $5 notes left on me. It was a disastrous day, wasn't it? I went to the Sicbo table and I said, you're with me. Yeah. And I said, Gareth, I'm going home unless this gets up. I had 666 and someone said, well, that's never got up. Well, up it got at 181. Yeah. We had a good night after that, didn't we?
You weren't meant to tell Tanya that, were you? You were drinking those big blue cocktails like they were Gatorade.
No, they were fun times. A pretty special place, isn't it? Addington on New Zealand Cup Day.
Now, one of the highlights there, or one of the highlights on Saturday night at Melton will be the Blossom Lady, but it's now time to relive one of her greatest moments. Of course, Blossom Lady was an absolute champion.
It's the mare, Blossom Lady, a metre in front. Master Musician on the outsiders after her. Then Golden Rain, Desperate Comment. But it's the mare, still in front, Blossom Lady, from on the outside, Master Musician. Oh, she's a grand old mare, Blossom Lady. And she takes out the AG Hunter Cup. Mighty effort, Blossom Lady.
What a mare she was. And it's difficult for the mares, especially in the standardbred world, to really compete with the boys. It's unlike the gallops where we've seen some of the mighty champions like Winx, Maccabi Diva, and Black Caviar dominate those bigger races in the thoroughbreds, but we don't really see great mares beat the boys, do we, in the harness?
Not so in the last few decades. Blossom Lady and Tailor Made Lombo are the two that will jump out at you, but you really struggle after that point to think of the others. She won 200 cups. That win there with Brian Markovic calling in 1995, she came off a 30-metre handicap. So it shows you how tough she was, and that's what she was known for, Gareth. She had 155 starts, won 43 races, and this is back to the mid-1990s, and won over 1.3 million. She ran third in an Inter Dominion Grand Final behind Westburn Grant and Franco Tiger. Third in an Inter Dominion Grand Final behind Jack Morris and Moria Khan. She won Inter Dominion heats at four successive carnivals in Melbourne, Brisbane, Sydney, and also at Addington, where she was trained by Derek Jones and, of course, was driven by Anthony Butt. Clearly one of the best and toughest mares that the harness racing sport has ever had.
She probably has to go down with that record as nearly the greatest mare, wouldn't she? Because she probably has it over Tailor Made Lombo. Like, she never really won one of our big, big races, did she? She was second to Christian Cullen in a Miracle Mile, and we've had mares win Miracle Miles. Like, Norm's Daughter was successful, but we haven't had a mare like a Blossom Lady that's been able to compete and win Hunter Cups.
No, well, I suppose you go back to a horse like Jane Ellen, who was a great mare, particularly against her own sex. Jodie's Babe won an Inter Dominion, a bit similar to Norm's Daughter, top mare, but not quite this level. And Angelique, of course, going back even further. There are other great mares, but Blossom Lady was the toughest. If Blossom Lady would be the perfect heptathlete, if you could equate that to a human athletic form, because she was so versatile.
Well, the big race on Sunday here in Victoria, as we head and continue on the Country Cup circuit, is at Maryborough. It's the Maryborough Pacing Cup for 2019. It's a Group 3 race, and Code Black's been a really consistent pacer throughout this season, and Greg Sugars will drive Code Black in the Group 3 on Sunday afternoon, and this mighty driver joins us now on Green Light on RSN Central. It's a good afternoon to you, Greg.
Yeah, good afternoon, Gareth.
And Code Black, he deserves to win a race like this. He's been knocking on the door in these kind of races all season.
Yeah, that's right. He's really been a model of consistency, and he's holding his form extremely well, against some, very strong opposition. So, a feature race win in this Country Cup circuit that's coming up is not too far away for him.
What's your make of his run last Saturday?
It was hard for any horses back in the field, and particularly off the fence, with the sectionals carved out on the horses in front, and it was a peg dominated race. So, couldn't be disappointed with his run because really the second half of the field that were out the back and off the fence, they really just couldn't get into the race at all.
What do you do from barrier number 10? He's a horse that probably needs things to go his way, but if he does get that, he'll be pretty hard to beat in that race. Well, when he drops back in class like this, can you put him into the race at some stage?
Yeah, look, I think so. He's only a little fella, but I don't think he's a one-trick pony. He showed, I think it was first up for the Emma Stewart camp this time in. He pressed on forward from a wide gate at Melton and found the front and ran really solid sectionals for the 2,200 metres and was too strong on that occasion. And a couple of his other runs, he's been worked forward and been wide and hasn't been too far away without a lot of racing luck. So, it is a drop back in grade from a Victoria Cup. So from barrier 10, I think he has got options available to him and, it'll be dictated to some degree on the tempo of the race. But, if the opportunity arises and we have to put him into the race, I won't be afraid to do so.
And, look, he stood out to me. I thought that's his race, Greg. He can stay, and he's had that hard run last week in the Vic Cup. So I think that's his opportunity, as it is with Maori Law, that I think you're going to drive you down for two drives in the race at the moment. But a bit unlucky last start. Definitely ready to win one, Maori Law in the Maryborough Trotters Cup.
Yeah, absolutely. I think he's had four runs back now from a break. So should be at peak fitness and really hasn't had a lot go his way this time in. And, he lobbed a handy spot last week, but it was a very slowly run race, which is not the way it sort of looked it was going to be on paper, and it was just a dash up the straight. And he didn't really have a lot of room back to the inside and, held his ground well under the circumstances. So, very, very happy with the way he's progressed in his few runs this time in. And, just needs an ounce of luck and things to go his way. And, he won't be far off making his way to the winner's circle.
It's great to see yourself and your wife, Jess Tubbs, building up some team at the moment, and you'll be sending around some of your stars there on Saturday night at Melton. Illawong Class is full of class and goes around in the first. He looks pretty tough to beat again.
Yeah, he's done a terrific job this time in, and, he's only just started his racing career. He's been a bit of a slow learner. He's a big sort of gangly sort of horse, and a lot of raw potential there. So, he's improved with every run. He's a pretty strong customer, and he's got a bit of speed too, which helps. And, there's a bit of speed drawing inside him too on Saturday night. But, very happy with the way the horse has progressed through his short career thus far. And I'm sure he'll run a very solid race on Saturday night.
Got a terrific book of drives there, Greg. No Apache Me looks very hard to beat. Pharisee, Champagne Prince that you and Jess prepare. Let's Cut Loose. TCB McRae, the stable favourite. Top the Ace, who's ready to win. The Gingerbread Man looks like he's in his right race. You might even book in the card too. Miller Joy in the last. It's a terrific book of drives.
Yeah, absolutely. No, I'm very happy with the book of drives. They're all, absolute standout winning chances there from barrier draws and things like that, but nearly all of them will run very competitive races, and with a little bit of luck on their side, it's not beyond the realms of possibility to get a couple of them into the winner's circle. So very, very happy with where we're placed at the moment.
Hey Greg, have you been booked for the New Zealand Cup with Cruz Bromac?
Yes, it has been mentioned. If I could make myself available, if that's going to arise. So I don't think anything has been set in stone right at this point in time. But, if you opportunity arises, I'll be very keen to jump on a plane and get over there and partner a wonderful horse like him in a race like that.
Yeah, you'd be dominating Addington. I think it'll suit you down to the ground, Greg, and it'd be great to see the Aussies defeating the Kiwis over there finally.
Thanks very much
for that, Greg. You keep on dominating.
No worries, mate. Thank you.
There's Greg Sugars. What a wonderful gifted driver he is.
Oh,
He's got the ability.
Yeah. I remember making a statement once. He was still a junior driver, and I think friends of Greg came to me one night and said they couldn't get over the comment that I made. He was still allowed to use a claim, and he was effectively as good as he is today. And I said it's almost like cheating and getting away with it by having Greg Sugars with a claim, which I reckon it sort of was.
Rob Orber joins Green Light On with his Trump selections, presented by the Victorian Harness Racing Club. The new era has begun.
Good afternoon to you, Robbie.
Good afternoon, boys. I've been enjoying the show and listening to some of the tales of the casino and listening to Blossom Lady and listening to Greg Sugars. It's all been great, great listening.
You would have a few more tales about Dan Malecki.
Yes, we'll just keep them aside for another time. Well, now that I realise he actually won on that 666, I might have to ask him to give some of that money back to me.
Robbie, what about some winners?
Winners. Look, we've got Maryborough Cup Day on Sunday. The Victorian Harness Racing Club have got the hospitality event happening on Cup Day. So I think it's only opportune for me to be tipping my each-way bet for today. And it's going to be in the Cup. I thought number 7, Tennyson Bromac, had a really good each-way chance in the race for Grant Dixon. I know he's drawn out in the 6, but I really liked his run at Melton last start when he hit the line hard behind Cruz, and I think the longer distance will suit him. And I think he's going to be good each-way odds. So we'll make being the Victorian Harness Racing Club each-way special, race 8, number 7 on Sunday, Tennyson Bromac. And just to mention as well, guys, the Victorian Harness Racing Club, they've got reciprocal rights with Addington for that week. So if you are a member of the club and you head over to New Zealand, your membership gets you into the gate and also reciprocal rights in the members for Addington Cup Day and also on show day as well on the 15th, so the 12th and 15th of November, which is a fantastic negotiation that Kelly and the team have put together for our club members. So certainly if you're heading over there, make sure you take your pass with you.
And we've still got Robbie Orber on the phone here on the Green Light on RSN Central. Robbie, what's happening with your club this week?
Okay, so we've got our hospitality function at Maryborough Cup Day on Sunday. So for all members of the Victorian Harness Racing Club, make sure that you enjoy that hospitality event this Sunday on Cup Day. That will also be backed up with the Swan Hill Cup the following week. But also, I was mentioning, if you are a member of the Victorian Harness Racing Club, we have been able to negotiate with New Zealand for reciprocal rights for our members. So you'll be able to get free admission to both Addington Cup Day and also Show Cup Day as well. And that also gives you access to the members area over at Addington. So that's a fantastic thing for our members. So it's for those harness racing people that love the sport that aren't members as yet, make sure you get in contact with Kelly. And we've got some great things happening at the club for this year.
Hey, Robbie, you're a superstar.
We're trying hard.
Yep, you're a superstar. I will talk to you next week.
Thank you.
There's Robbie Orber. Now, I didn't want to ask him, but that CEO job for HRV is not far away, I would imagine.
He'd
be in the firing line.
They'd be in the process, wouldn't they? Yeah.
It'd be interesting to see what happens. Hopefully we can break that story here on Green Light On, Dan. That can be our aim.
Yeah, absolutely. Definitely there'll be something happening there, I would think, in the next week and a half.
I know Dale Monteith loves this show, so I'll get on the blower to Dale. Good afternoon to you, and hopefully he can announce. It might be a couple of weeks away. They don't want to rush the decision, but it's an important decision for the sport.
Absolutely it is, and my word, and I think the industry are looking forward to it, and a new chapter, and it's always exciting when something new comes along.
Hey, Danny, I love your work. Dan Malecki, the greatest harness racing caller that we've ever seen. He was brilliant again on Saturday night, but he